This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers first Ag Day, EPA weighs gutting research office, and USDA lifted EQIP and CSP pause. New lawmakers celebrate Ag Day. Cadre of new Republican Assembly members took part this week in the legislature's annual tradition of honoring California Ag Day with resolutions from each house. Assembly member Heather Hadwick, standing in support, described her Siskiyou County farm. Known for its pumpkin patch, the family operation also raises hay, vegetables, cut flowers, and Highland cattle, while Harwick's husband runs the local Natural Resources Conservation Office. In her expansive District 1, farming isn't just our livelihood, it's a cornerstone of our culture, economy, and way of life. Hackwick loves the hard work, quote, even when you're feeding cows in a snowstorm, working 18-hour days at harvest, or moving irrigation. Assembly member David Tagapa of Fresno pointed out that California grows far more peaches than Georgia and more oranges than Florida. He asked colleagues to keep farmers and ranchers in mind when pushing new policies. Assemblymember Jeff Gonzalez of Indio represents the hottest district in the state by heat, not by looks, he said. Well, maybe sometimes by looks. His Coachella Valley district is at the center of a broad riverside county which supplies most of the world's dates and carrots, he said. Assemblymember Lucida Castillo represents the more populous wing of the same county. She reached back to her father's roots as a Bracero farm worker to salute the, quote, many generations of immigrants in her district who built their livelihoods in the fields, dairies, and orchards that fuel our economy. And on that note, Assemblymember Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria, who authored the resolution this week, launched her campaign to bid for the Senate next year. She plans to fill the role of the previous Ag Chair, Senator Anna Cabarillo, who is terming out of office. Cabarillo put her support behind the fellow Merced representative. Lawmakers host Immigrant Protection Forum. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas of Salinas and Assembly Members Esmeralda Soria and Joaquin Arambula of Fresno and Celeste Rodriguez of San Fernando teamed up last week for an immigration roundtable. Joined in Fresno by over two dozen labor, business, and immigrant advocacy organizations, the lawmakers pressed the economic importance of immigrants in California. Citing U.S. Department of Labor data, the coalition noted that 88% of state farm workers are immigrants and roughly half are undocumented. Rivas, the grandson of farm workers and former chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, called Trump's deportation agenda chaotic and promised, quote, to defend our immigrant communities and their incredible contributions to California. On that note, California Attorney General Rob Bonta shared a warning after receiving reports of people impersonating U.S. Immigrations and Custom Enforcement officers. He doubled down on Rivas' points, asserting that the federal administration is exercising, quote, racist rhetoric and destructive immigration policies. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Market relief payments rates vary widely. As promised, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins beat the statutory deadline for releasing that $10 billion market relief program authorized by Congress in December. Payment rates for major crops under the Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP, will vary from $29.76 an acre for soybeans
to $76.94 an acre for rice and $84.74 for cotton. The corn rate is $42.91 an acre. Keep in mind, farmers will get 85% of their payments until the sign-up ends August 15th. The remainder of the payments will be distributed depending on how much money is available. EPA contemplates slashing scientific research office. EPA is weighing gutting the Office of Research and Development, that according to a plan viewed by Democratic staff on the House Science Committee. The office has about 1,500 employees, and its website says it provides research to inform EPA decision-making. Under the plan, first reported on by the New York Times, three-quarters of the office staff would be let go. EPA spokesperson Molly Vassilou said the agency, quote, is taking exciting steps as we enter the next phase of organizational improvements. She added that, quote, while no decisions have been made yet, we are actively listening to employees at all levels to gather ideas on how to better fulfill agency statutory obligations, increase efficiency, and ensure the EPA is as up-to-date and effective as ever. The Natural Resources Defense Council criticized the plan. The advocacy group's chief science officer, Takora Jones, argued that the agency, quote, needs the smartest science to put the smartest protections in place for people in the planet and maintain them. USDA says states can obligate conservation contracts. USDA has lifted a pause on obligating contracts for two major conservation programs, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program and the Conservation Stewardship Program. AgriPulse reported that a notice said NRCS staff would pause having producers sign the FY25 applications for EQIP and CSP. The notice was sent Friday morning by a state NRCS official. In a statement to AgriPulse yesterday, the department said it paused the obligation of new EQIP and CSP contracts March 5th, quote, to review criteria that could have impacted on contract ranking. The statement went on to say, quote, on March 14, 2025, states were able to begin obligating EQIP and CSP contracts. The statement concluded by saying, quote, Secretary Rollins remains committed to working with American producers and ensuring the timely delivery of conservation program funding. USDA did not immediately respond to a request to explain the apparent discrepancy between the spokesperson's statement and the notice. Groups seek court order to restore erased USDA climate web pages. Farming and environmental groups are seeking a court order requiring USDA to restore culled web pages related to climate change and climate initiatives. Earth Justice, the Environmental Working Group, Natural Resources Defense Council, and Northeast Organic Farming Association of New York filed a motion for a preliminary injunction, their lawsuit, challenging USDA's move to erase climate-related web pages. The groups want the courts to direct USDA to restore the web pages and prevent the agency from removing any additional information. They argue the web page purge hurts farmers, advisors, researchers, and advocates who rely on the now removed information to make planting decisions. Here's today's final word. One word, SACKET. S-A-C-K-E-T-T. It is a clear, simple, prescriptive definition. That the word of EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin answering a reporter's question about how to craft a, quote, durable definition of waters of the U.S. Zeldin continued, we're hoping to get this done in months, not years, speaking of the administration's forthcoming rewrite of the WOTUS rule. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 19th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nowick.